Leibsul, after the Tumah Shel Shachar, point in the Avoda, when he already puts on the Bigdei Lova. So now the Kohen Hetty is wearing the same Godim as a, what's he going to wear special? That's going to make him to a Kohen Godim. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, maybe the Avnate was different, because the Torah doesn't really spell out what was the Avnate of a Kohen Hedyet made out of. Kohen Godel, we know the whole year was made out of Tchilas, Agama, and Tel HaShanik, what calls it Shatnes, you know, all these. And Kohen Godel's Avnate on Yom Kippur, we know, was also Butz, Avnate Bad Yachgar, made out of just linen. Kohen Hedyet's Avnate is not described in the Torah at all, so this is Machlekes, Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. If the Kohen Hedyet's Avnate the whole year round was made out of Shatnes, like the Avnate of a Kohen Godel the whole year round, and not like the Avnate of a Kohen Godel Yom Kippur, was it made out of Bad, in which case it was like the Avnate of a Kohen Godel on Yom Kippur, not like the Avnate of a Kohen Godel the rest of the year? Well, that depends. You know. So if the Avnate of a Kohen, if the whole year round the regular Kohen were an Avnate of Shatnes, so then there's no problem. He'll put on an Avnate of Bad, he'll change his belt, put on an Avnate of Bad, and now he's a Kohen Godel, because only Kohen Godel wears Avnate of Bad on Yom Kippur. But if that's not true, if the Avnate of a Kohen Hedyet is an Avnate of just Pishtun, so then it's exactly the same as the Avnate of the Kohen Godel on Yom Kippur, and there's no difference between the Begodim of a Kohen Hedyet and the Begodim of a Kohen Godel. So how are they Mechanechim? So Gemara says, Avedosei Menchad Chosri. He did the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and since nobody is allowed to do the Avodah of Yom Kippur except the Kohen Godel, so that itself was Mechanech, and that he did an Avodah, don't even to do with it from the Godel, in fact he didn't Avodah that only a Kohen Godel could do, that itself would be the Chinuch. That's the first part of the Gemara. So right away, these are on the Riva. According to the Riva, what's the problem? Let him put on a Mitznefes. Kohen Godel the whole year only wears a Mikbas. Kohen Hedyet rather only wears a Mikbas, a big hat. A Kohen Godel wears a mitznefes, a small hat. Even though the Rebbe said the reason why he wears a mitznefes is because he has to make room for the tzitz, Taisus himself speaks out, but on Yom Kippur it's also called a mitznefes. Right? The mitznefes bad yitznef. So you have to say, according to Rebbe, Taisus speaks out for parish. You have to say that the Kohen Godel and Yom Kippur also wore a small hat, even though it was strange. The whole reason why he wore a small hat is because he has to accommodate the tzitz, and Yom Kippur wasn't wearing a tzitz anyway, so why did he have to have a small hat? But I guess that's the hat of a Kohen Godel. So now that becomes the hat of a Kohen Godel. And really, in Yom Kippur, it's also the hat of a Kohen Godel. It's a mitznefes, not a mikbas. So what's the whole issue? Forget the Avnit. So the Avnit's not any different. But he had a different hat. So let him, normally he wears the hat of a Kohen head, it's a mikbas. On Yom Kippur, if he's everybody still, let him put on the hat of the small hat of a Kohen Godel, and with that he'll become a Kohen Godel. Right away from that Gemara is a kasha on the Riva.
Is there a problem for Kohen Hedyet to wear the small hat?
Yeah, that's interesting, Shiloh. Is there a problem to wear the small hat? Maybe it's totally in this discussion. Let's assume that it is a problem. I mean, maybe this. Maybe it's not a problem, but that's good for the terrace. Well, let's say the terrace in our own terms, we don't have to bring another one. Maybe that would be the fallout. So that's question number one. Before you get to any tehutzim, just question number one. Then, Behemshech, the Gemara says, where's the whole discussion talk about the Avnate of a Kohen Gadol and the Avnate of a Kohen Hedyet, and who holds what? It's Mechlek Zerbim Shim Leel, but it's not clear who holds what. So then the Gemara brings a braisa that ain't bain the Begodim of a Kohen Hedyet and the Begodim of the. The rice is ain bain. I forget exactly what it was. Ain bain. The begonim of a Kohen Godel and the begonim of a Kohen Hedyet, except for the Avnet. The Avnet was different. So the Gemara says, when are we talking about? If we're talking about the whole year, let's watch the rice. The rice over there says, "It's my husband's Rebbe Mishim Leil." Ain. The details aren't so important to us, necessarily. I just want to get it right. The Gemara brings a braisa. Ein ben kohen godel kohen hedyet ella avnet. Divrei Rebbe. Lezer b'shimon leimer af loy avnet. So Rebbe says there's no difference except for the avnet. Shimon Leil says even the avnet was the same. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? If we're talking about the whole year round, So they were very different. He wore a Shmeidah B'Gadim and he wore Arba B'Gadim. Most of we're talking Yom Kippur. And Rebbe says the Bunim were exactly the same except for the Avnit. The Avnit was different. And Shmuel says, no, the Avnit was also the same because they were both Shel Bat. So it's a raya. Since Gemara wasn't sure which way Rebbe holds, which Rebbe Shmuel holds, now we'd be able to nail it down. We see that Rebbe holds that the Avnit of a Kohen Hegyit was Shatnes and different than the Avnit of a Kohen Gadol, which was Butz. And Rebbe Shmuel holds, no, they were both Shel Butz. No, it's not a raya. Maybe we're talking about Bishayim HaShashon. What do you mean? Bishayim HaShashon, they were very different. He had Shmeidah B'Gadim, he had Arba B'Gadim. Moshe's Gemara means in the four B'Gadim they have in common. Of course, there are four B'Gadim, Kohen Gadol has it, Kohen Hegyit doesn't have it at all. But in the four B'Gadim they have in common, the Ksoinis and the Messiah and the Avnit and the Misnefes. So those are all the same, except for the Avnit. According to Rebbe and according to Shmuel, they were different. So mainly Rebbe and Shmuel's positions and the Avnit would be reversed. That's the Gemara. So again, you have a Kashan Riva. The Fina Riva, what do you mean, Ein Bein? What about the Mitznefes? The Mitznefes was different. The price says, Ein Bein, there's no difference. Point either interpretation. Either talking about Yom Kippur, they're exactly the same, or we're talking about the whole year and the four begotten they have in common. Kach, oi, kach. But it says in this price that Ein Bein, there was no difference between the way a Kohen Gadol dressed and the way a Kohen Hegyit dressed in regard to the four begotten they have in common. Or the four begotten that he wore on Yom Kippur, except for the Avnit was different. So Khan also, Asher Elisha, what are you talking about? According to Yivah, what do you mean, Ein Bein? There was a third, there was not only the Avnit was different, but the Mitznefes was different. So also Kashan Yivah. And then there's a third Kashan Yivah. That's the one that Tosfos Be'Os refers to. These two Kashas Tosfos Be'Os ignores. Tosfos Yuma does ask those two Kashas, we'll see in a second. There's a third Kasha from the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, but it has a drosha. V'hinicham sham. What's the Torah say? After Yom Kippur, he took off his big day lovin. V'hinicham sham. What does v'hinicham sham come to teach me? So different tanoim say different things. No, I'm sorry, it's not the pasuk of Nichon Shom, the pasuk of Yilbash. Yilbash al Basari. Why is it Yilbash al Basari? The pasuk not only Kippur, Stamp, if you think they go to Yilbash al Basari. There's different drushes. Rabdaisa Omer, Lahavi Bigde Kayin Godol Biyama Kippurim. The Torah is coming to tell me that the begodim of a Kohen Gadol after Yom Kippur, the big day love of a Kohen Gadol after Yom Kippur, though he's not allowed to use them next Yom Kippur, that's halachic, you'd ever hear new begodim, but he can give them hand-me-downs to a Kohen Hedit. The Kohen Hedit could use them. So the Gemara says, Rabbi said, shtei tshuvas b'davar, can't be pshat and pasuk. First of all, that native shel Kohen Gadol b'yom Kippur, and lays there, native shel Kohen Hedit. The Torah can't be telling me that he can hand down his begodim, because they didn't have the same avnit, so how's he going to hand it down? And number two, it's like a rabbi to a rabbi of a dusha. The gadim that were used for the avodah of Yom Kippur for a kohen gadol, I think that's me. For the gadim that were used for a big day kohen gadol, how can you now use them for a big day kohen hedyot? So that's what Hakkas Rebbe, Rebbe Dyson Rebbe. Dyson Pshat and Fosuk. The Torah is coming to tell me that the big day lovin of a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, he could hand them down to a kohen hedyot, and now they could be used for a big day kohen hedyot. Can't be used anymore for a Kohen Gadol, it could be used now for a Kohen Hegyit. And Rabbi says, no, stay two of us with them. First of all, it's Herod the Bekdusha. But first of all, because how could that be pshat in the Pasuk that had a different Avnit? So it's a Kasha. Maybe Torah means, except for the Avnit. So Masama means, but that can't be pshat in the Pasuk. The Torah is talking about all the bigger they could. So if the Torah says that you can't read pshat in the Pasuk, and the Gemara says the Cheshbon is that it goes to Shitosim, was the Avnit of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, that's the Cheshbon HaSugya. That depends on whether the Avnit of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur was the same or different than the Avnit of a Kohen Hedit. Rav Dosi apparently held it they're the same. Rebbe held it they're different. That's the Cheshbon HaDolot. So Kaponim, it says in that Gemara that, and that's the Gemara that Tosfos asked by us. In that Gemara, Tosfos asked on the Riva. The Gemara over there says to Tosfos that the Begodim of a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur could be used by a Kohen Hedit. In fact, Tosfos, what do you mean? They have a different hat. So how can a Kohen Gadol give his hat to a Kohen Hedyot? He has a small hat and he needs a big hat. That's the kasha that Tosfos asks. So what did Tosfos answer? So it's a few questions on this Tosfos. Number one, first of all, how can you say that? How can you say that? The Ramachaik is Rabbi Dais and Rabbi is how to read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yilbash, Rabbi Dais is this a drosha, Melameid, that the big day Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, might say Yom Kippur, he can give it to his poor relations, give it to a Kohen Hedyot. And Rabbi said, no, that can't be Pshat and Pasuk because they don't have the same Avnet. What is that? So then Taisa says, forget the Abnet. And he didn't have the same Abnet, but it's a different hat. So what's the Taisa? B'shar B'god Namayri. So maybe B'shar B'god Namayri Chusman Abnet too? The answer is, Rabbi says, no, but they can't be trapped in Pasuk. Because the Pasuk is not talking about Chusman Abnet, the Pasuk is talking about all or nothing. If the Pasuk says you can give the Big Dekunda to Kohen Hedyot, it means all the Big Dekunda, including the Abnet. So by the same token, it means including the Mistefes. If it's admissible to say b'shar b'god demari chutzmina mitznefes, then it should be admissible to say chutzmina avnet, and that's clear in the Gemara that that's not admissible, and that's Rebbe's point. If the Torah say, if the pshat and pasuk is that you can hand it down, it says, so and you can't hand down the avnet, so how can you hand down the mitznefes? So the Tosfos teretz from the Gemara, the Tosfos addressing the teretz Tosfos gives is very sharp. And then it's also difficult to her. Why didn't Tosfos ask him the first two Gemaras? And there already Tosfos answer not going to work. Gemara says, "B'me mechant chenoyser." Three Gemaras. We have three kashas on Riva. Question number one: "B'me mechant chenoyser." What's the problem? Be mechanechim with the hat. Question number two: "And the brisa that says ain bein." Except for the Avnet, and that's the whole discussion, the Avnet dahin, the Avnet there. What do you mean, ain bein? They had different hats. Question number three, which is the question that Taisa does ask, is that the Taisa says, there's a place over there, that big day claim Gadol, Yom Kippur, Sheir Mukhayed Hedit. It says, what about the hat? His answer is, except for the hat. So Koma, first of all, I don't understand the text. Then what's Rebbe's response? The Avnet wasn't the same. Talk about the hat. But also, why did he get the first two Gemaras? For that, he didn't say Teretz. You can't say Chutz Menem Tznefes. It says Ein Bein. The Bible says Ein Bein, the God of a Kohen Gadol, the God of a Kohen Hedyot, except for the Avnet. And Rebbe said, no, not even the Avnet. And Rav Shmuel said, no, not even the Avnet. So Ein Bein, you can't say Chutz Menem Tznefes. Ein Bein is not, it means everything. And what about the first Gemara? How are they Mechanachim? What do you mean, how are they mechanechim? What's the problem? We'll put on the hat of a Kohen Gadol. Put on a mistefis instead of a mikvah. One second. Tosfos and Yuma, conversely, does not ask this third question. Tosfos and Yuma ask the first two questions. Tosfos and Yuma ask, what do you mean by mechanechim? According to the rule, they put on a mikvah. What do you mean, Ein Bein? They had a different hat. Tosfos and Yuma answers that since it was basically the same hat, just of a different size, so that's not enough for the Ein Bein, and that's not enough for the Chinuch. It wasn't a different beggar. It was the same beggar. Just they sized them differently. So that's not, you can't be mechanachim with the beggar that's the wrong. You can't be mechanachim with that. It doesn't work for the Chinuch. And really, when the Bryce Ein Bein, it means different begonim, not begonim, the same begonim, they were in different sizes. Tosfos doesn't speak out about the last Gemara, but some of the same terms. They can go to the Akashi for a Kohen Hedyot, a different size. Maybe you'll get a different size Kohen. But Tosfos by us does ask the question from Rav Dais. It is a question, Rav Dais. I think they can go to Shem Mechayim Hedyot. How come you didn't ask the first two questions? Elamaik is a Tosfos and Yuma that's just a different size. So why is he asking the third question? It's the same beggar in a different size. There's obviously some wiggle room over here, but that's what I'm going to work out. I had all in Tosfos and Yuma. Again, what does Tosfos and Yuma answer? Tosfos and Yuma says it's basically the same beggar. It's a different size, but it's the same beggar. So it's not an Ein Bein, doesn't go into the Ein Bein. They have the same beggar. And it's not good for Chinuch either, because it's the same beggar, it's a different size. The third Gemara, Tosfos doesn't address it all. It's over there. Akim Bikta Koyvaro Yakir Bikta Kshayim Lachayim Hedyat. And we'll also plug it into the same Nahalach. It's not a different beggar, it's the same beggar, it's just a different size. The Chor is or there is a halacha, because you have to, this may be the yedilah you need to have. There's a halacha, we learn out from the pasuk Midah Lad, Shetahekim Midosai. Big Dekun have to fit, if they don't fit, they're pasuk. So Chayra, Chayra's answer is you can't be Mechanachim because it's the same beggar, just the wrong size. A different size. Not in vain, because the same beggar is just a different size. The Chor, the last Gemara, what do you mean, big day kohen gadol on your akasha for a big day kohen hedyot? But in a kohen hedyot, they're not going to fit. Because the mitznefes of a kohen gadol is sized for just the part of the head that's without the mitznefes and the tzitz. But that's how it fits. It fits just on the, you know exactly, but it fits. Place where it has to fit is the part of the head without the whole mokum of shtei tefillin. By kohen hedyot, it has to fit more. It has to fit beyond the mokum of the tzitz. Just the mokum of tefillin you have to leave. So if you're going to give the big day kohen gadol, a big day kohen gadol, the mitznefes of a kohen gadol, you're going to give it to a kohen hedyot. So granted, Tosfos says in Yuma, it's the same beged, and it's not called, it's not a ein bein, and it's not a good for chinuch and so on. But it's not going to fit. So how can you use it? It's going to be. It's not going to be kimidosa.
Why does it fit on Yom Kippur if
he
doesn't wear
tefillin on Yom Kippur? But you have to say, but that's where it has to fit. Even anyway, you have to say, why did he wear his tefillin on Yom Kippur? He's not wearing tefillin. He's not wearing a tzitz. Or tefillin for that matter. And then that's a different question. Every kind of gadol, every kind of hedyot, and Shabbos, why didn't he have to have a bigger hat? Because it's tefillin, not wearing tefillin. All you have to say, that's, it was made to fit, the mikvas is made to fit, maybe it's the, it's made to fit in the place where it has to fit on a. Once that's the size, that's the size. That's where it has to fit. You know, since it's the Torah, it's not like an exception. Now that we say, you know, let's make it smaller. So it's, that's how it has to fit, because since he has to wear tzitz and he has to wear tefillin and he has to wear, so the way it has to fit is perched up on the top of the head, like you know, like, well, it's not going to mean it to be like the way they wear the hats, but. Whatever, that's how it has to fit. You know, that's the stuff. That's how the big day kohen gadol of the. You know, that's how it has to fit. And even on Shabbos, that's how it has to fit. Even on Yom Kippur, that's how it has to fit, because that's the way a mitznefes fits. And a mikvas fits a different way, so it has to be bigger. So I'm asking Tosfos in Yuma. So Tosfos answered, fine. It's not the different beggar. You can't use it for chinuch. It's not an ein bein. But the maase, it's not going to fit a kohen hedyot. So how can the Gemara? How can the third question, which Tosfos doesn't answer? Presumably because, you know, it goes into the same line as the other Gemara's, but the Chor, it's still Shreya. How can the Kohen Gadol give his half to Kohen Hedyot? It's not going to be Kimi Dosoit. So it'll be Posel HaShalei Kimi Dosoit. So here I thought we could say a Baal Batis answer. You can give it to a Kohen head, who has a different size head, a different hat size. The Kohen God will give it to a Kohen head with a smaller head, and by him it'll fit like a mikvah. So it's very good. Forget Tosin never asked from this Gemara. If the Kohen God will be in Kippur, Kohen head, that's fine for the Riva. He'll give it to a guy with a small head. Tosin asked from the first Gemara, but remember, how can I say, why can't he use it for Chinuch? For his size head, it fits like the hat of a Kohen. Of a Kohen head yet, it doesn't fit like the hat of a Kohen Gadol. In fact, Tosis is talking use it for Chinuch. And he said, but Fod is the same thing. And Emes, I'm not sure I understand why. But Mike said, as a Kohen head yet, it only can be Dosa. As a Kohen head, it only can be Dosa as a Kohen Gadol. Why isn't that Chinuch? I mean, in a way, it's horrible. Why isn't it good for Chinuch? Fine, it's the same beggar, it's a different size. But as a Kohen head yet, if he wore it as a Kohen head yet, he puts on a small hat now, right? He comes to the army, mind him being Kippur, so he puts on a small hat. That hat, if he's a clean head, it's only kimidosa. It's only kimidosa if he's a clean god. Why isn't that good for chinuch?
Isn't pasha's size just the rim size, not the head size?
Just the what size?
The brim size, not the head size.
What's the brim size?
Like the difference between a mikvahs and its mikvahs is whether you get a medium brim or a large brim, not the actual size that fits around the head. So you'd still be into the din of
had a brim. No, it had a brim. I thought it was like a turban or something.
Yeah, it's a turban. There's still some sticking out size for the Swiss.
I mean, it wasn't the brim size, it was the hat size, so it would fit him anyway. Oh, I didn't think so. I didn't assume so. I don't know. Don't know. Maybe what'll be then. He said if it fits regardless. Here, okay, then I mean, I don't see it. If you're right on the Messias, then we're good. That's why it's not shared from Rabbi. You don't even have to get the smaller thing. And how can he wear it? What's that? But how can he tap and wear it? It's we even sharing the chayin hadid, but it's going to be sticking out the wrong way. So mainly, for ein bein, it's not strong enough. For the nacham chalei saying it's not strong enough, but it's sharing. The way we lose. In a way, it's worse because what does I say? It's not good enough for chinuch because it's the same bag in a different size. It's not significant enough that it should work for chinuch. It's not significant enough to go into the ein bein. But the last price it says that the kohen gadol gives it to the kohen hedyot. And what does he do? He wears it. How can he wear it? It's going to be like a mikbas, not like a mixnefes, not like a mikbas. So even if that's not good enough, it's not significant enough, but not lechatchila to wear it. And if it's his ksheir, he's allowed to wear it. If it's the hat size, then it's good. He'll get a kohen hedyot that it fits. That's what Tyson never asked in that Gemara. So the Badam asked him, but then forget, so let it work for chinuch. So I don't know, maybe that's not so possible. Maybe that's not enough for chinuch. We'll say, you know, that this beged doesn't fit him as a kohen head, it only fits him as a kohen gadol. So that will make him into a kohen gadol. Like the emperor's new clothes. You know, if he's a kohen head, it won't fit him. If he's a kohen gadol, it fits him. So mimela, that will itself be the chinuch. Maybe that's not enough. Maybe for chinuch, you have to wear big day kohen gadol. Not big godden that only fit you if you're a kohen gadol. Maybe that's what we have to say. Akapadim for Tosis and Yuma, I think that would be a mahalach all the way through. What about Tosis by up here?
His head
lechar. That's what it said. The mitznefes had to be smaller to leave room for the tefillin and for the tzitz.
Yes, I mean the part of the mitznefes that covers your head had to be smaller.
What?
Right? Part of the mitznefes that was on your head had to be small. Had to cover less of your head.
Right. Oh, you went back to what Uri was saying.
Yeah.
No, Uri was saying that maybe it's not what knocked off what got interfered with the tefillin. It was not the circumference was the stuff that stuck out. Like maybe it had maybe it puffed out and that got in the way of the tefillin. And it's okay. I don't know that it solves much for us. So, Akapanim. That's as far as Tosfos. So Akapanim. So Tosfos and Yom, at least we have a basic mahalach. Again, the one Nakuna that's bothering me is why can't you use that for chinuch? Why can't you mean the chinuchim with the fact that it only fits him if he's a kohen gadol? But not the end of the world. We said that's not good enough for chinuch. Maybe he needs some more alumnus. But what about Tosfos Bayas? Tosfos Bayas says he'd have to ask in the Gemara about Rav Tosfos. You ask in the Gemara about Rav Tosfos. How can you give it to a kohen hedyot? It's a different beggar. He says, "B'shav begod amari chutz me chutz me chutz me la. You can't give them a snefesh to a kohen edit because it's the wrong beggar, it's the wrong size. You can't give it to a kohen edit." So I asked first. So we had a few problems. Problem number one: why did he not answer the first two gemaras? And if he didn't answer, the first two gemaras, because he held like Tosfos and Yuma that it's not really a big difference, it's just a different size, then why is he asking from the third gemara? That actually, I think that's okay now. He doesn't answer from the first two gemaras because that agrees with Tosfos and Yuma. It's the same beggar, it's just a different size. So that's not called in vain, and it's not good enough for chinuch. That's not bothering him. The last gemara is bothering him. And it's not bothering him because the din of kibbeim dosay. How can the bright? How can the dosay say that if the kohen gadol can be given, it can be handed down to kohen hegyet, even if it's the same beged like Tosfos and Yuma, and that Tosfos could agree with that. It is the same beged. It's not a bein. It's not good for chinuch. It's basically the same beged, but it's a different size. If it's a different size, so how can the kohen gadol hand it down to a kohen hegyet? So that maybe would be, maybe that's a, again, clapping that problem in our text. Why the text only asks from Gemara number 3, not from Gemara number 1, from Gemara 2? So that, I think we can answer simply. As far as Gemara number 1 and number 2 is concerned, he agrees with Tosfos and Yuma. It's not a machlekes that Tosfos isn't. He agrees, about it. It's the same beggar, different size. So it's not a bein, and it's not good for chinuch. Because for chinuch, you need a different beggar. It's the same beggar. But his problem is, but at the end of the day, the Rebbe still says it's a different size. It's a different size. So how can Kohen Gadol give it to Kohen Hegyet? It'll fit the Kohen Gadol. It's not going to fit the Kohen Hegyet. Why doesn't Tosfos answer? It's a different. He gets a smaller Kohen. That was a good answer. Let him find the smaller Kohen. And we had another problem with Tosfos, which was, what do you mean b'shav begod amari? How do you read that into the Gemara? The way the Gemara says, Rav Doisa Darshan the Pasuk, Vil b'shav b'saroi melamed, that the big day kohen gadol can be handed down to a kohen hedit. Which Rebbe said, shtei tshuvas b'dover, they can't be b'shav and pasuk. First of all, because it can't be married with Kedusha, fine, Doisa is not. And number two, Rebbe said, ha'ika avnit. Can't say the pasuk means that he handed down to the gadol. What about the avnit? What's Rebbe's passion of Doser? Doser can say, B'shav begod amari. The Chari answer is, but Rebbe's saying, yeah, but the Pasuk's not talking about only some of the begodim. The Pasuk's talking about all of the begodim. And you can't hand down all of the begodim because you have the Avnit. So if that's Pshat in the Gemara, so then, I presume Rebbe Doser holds that it was the same Avnit. Because that's the Machlekes over there. It doesn't say fairy tale anymore, but presumably that's what Tosfos answer. So what does Tosfos say? The Shabbat go to Mari Chutz Menam its nefesh. So how come? So what do you mean the Shabbat go to Mari? But the Pasuk told it all of the begodim. So Rebbe certainly thinks he told it all of the begodim. How come Rebbe only asked from the Avnik? Why didn't Rebbe ask from the Mikvahs? I'm not quite sure what to do with this Tosfos. Maybe l'chaimer akushia, we could say like this: from the pasuk, it's the Rebbe didn't ask from the mikvahs, because on the pasuk it's not shver. The pasuk taka will be an afkamina for a smaller kohen. Rebbe Doisa Darshan the pasuk that a kohen gadol can hand down the begodim to kohen hegel. What's Rebbe going to ask from the avnei? That's not shver. The pasuk's talking about he'll find the kohen hegel that it fits. From the avnei to Rebbe yes, because Rebbe holds it's a different avnei entirely. So from that Rebbe had a kasha. And Rebbe Doisa said, no, it wasn't a different avnei. But from the Mikvahs, Rebbe didn't have a kasha. Taisa is not asking from the pasuk. Taisa is asking from the Maisa, the Mashmos and the Gemara is, that Rebbe Doisa was saying, halacha l'maisa, that the Kohen Gadol can give his begodim to a Kohen Hegit, and he's not mechalit that he has to find a different size Kohen Hegit. Maybe the kasha wasn't so much from the pasuk. Kasha is, but from the halacha l'maisa, it's not so clear to me that this book that is mashma that way in Rebbe Doisa. But maybe Tosfos felt that it's a machmashmois in Rav Doisa that big the kain godol like sheim the kain head yet stamp the same size kain head. He said, why should that be true? So Tosfos answers in the chnami, that's b'shav begodol. But the pasuk is not shev because the pasuk is talking about a different size kain head. Yeah, well, that's a doichik mechatesim. Rabbeinu is also talking about a different size kind of gadol, same as the different size kind, the same as the pasuk. Why do you have to say b'shar b'gadol mari? Taisha Yom is good. He asks him the first two Gemaras. He answers, it's basically the same baggage. He doesn't even ask him the third Gemara, because the third Gemara is Bechal Asher. Because you'll get a different size claim. By him it'll fit like a mitzvah, like a, for him it'll fit like a Mikbas. He says, by us, he asks him a dice, he doesn't ask him the first two Gemara. If Tais is not asking mitzad midday bad, Tais is kasha by us is mitzad be'etzem koin to revoit, it's a different beggar. So why is only asking from a Tais? He asks from the first two Gemaras. Elamai Tais is no to Tais is a new one. It's not a different beggar, it's a different size. So what's his kasha from a Tais? It's kasha from the size. It's not going to fit a koin hegit. So what's the kasha b'chal? Find a different size koin hegit. And number two, if you think it is a kasha for some reason, so what's your teretz? That the shabbat going to marry? But the pasuk's going to marry all of the God. That was Rebbe's whole hassad. Okay, so I don't know. So the last thread over here, I don't know how to tie up. Okay. I don't know. It's pretty interesting to look around a little bit and show if anybody wants other tastes. And I know I didn't, I've lost down planes, but maybe somebody could find something. Yeah, I also wanted to talk just a few minutes. What's the bottom line of this whole sugya? We want to know how you know I saw it for him. So the person wants to learn that from Oren B'Kapayres. Or says Bia, but maybe that's only about Hadesh Chacha. So the Mor says we learn it out from Sechim B'Chanfeim. The Mor says that's only good, that depends on the focus of Meir Yehuda about the Shir Amo. But according to Abihud, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Talach l'moshe misinai. Upon him, according to a mayor, at least, the way that we think of Abihud alone, but according to a mayor, Hanichal a mayor, so it goes, if we first want to learn from the Aron and the Kachar, it's called, yes, Eimu Ba'ad Yischocha, so we learn around the Epmesech, Chim B'lchan Fein. The Gemara in Erevin, when it talks about Mechitza Shabbos, learns it out packet from the Aron and the Kachar, and it doesn't ask for Eimu Ba'ad Yischocha. It doesn't mention the last part of the Sech and the Chan Fein. Learn Arabic says, how do you know you need a mechitza sar tzvachim? And it brings the drasha of Aron B'Kapayr. What happened to the kashav Eimu B'Ab Yischocha? So, how it depends. According to the Tosfos Yeshanim and Shabbos Dav Zayin that we saw, that mechitza Shabbos only needs to be a mechitza on the outside. I don't need it to be a mechitza on the inside. He says, the only need to be chaykik on the inside, only for the reshus, but to tell the mechitza, all you need is the mechitza on the outside. So then, for Ken, it's very geshmak. The kasha ve'ema ba'adei schocha on Shabbos is not a kasha at all. Because we're never looking for a mechitza on the inside. We're only looking for a mechitza on the outside. And on the outside, it is a mechitza, sir. But there is no ba'adei schocha. You talk only need. You need 10 tzvach and ba'adei schocha. That's enough to be. That's the Toshana's case. That with the kirui, it's a sorah tzvach. And he says, that's good enough to make to be a fine mechitza. You have to be chaykik inside because you need a reshus of a sort of. But in Zadilchus Mechitza, tak enough to have a Mechitza on the outside. So very good. And Moran Shabbos says, Aron B'Kapayrus. Ve'im Ba'ad Yischocha Nechrami. Tak Ba'ad Yischocha, that's all you need. According to all the other Rishonim, who don't say that, and they hold that the Mechitza Shabbos has to be Mechitza on the inside also, that's why you have to be chaykik. So you have to be mashlim the mechitza on the inside. That's the way Shalim discussed. You need lovud and that. Apparently, you have to have a mechitza asarat vacham on the inside, besides on the outside. That's why you have to be chaykik lashlim the Rosh Shabbos of Zion. If on the outside is 10 tefachim, but the inside is only 8 tefachim, you have to dig down 2 tefachim. And they have a whole discussion, why doesn't it have to be lovud to the mechitza, hakim mitzarif techkak to the kaisel? It's not lovud, so they say chilukim, Shabbos, you don't need lovud. All those Rosh Shabbos, so you have to have a mechitza on the inside too. If you need a mechitza on the inside also, so maybe, so why do you need a sort of tefachim? Maybe it's enough to have ba'ad ischacha. So the Mashal says, Nechnami, it's the attack to learn from Sayyidin Bechanfei. That the din of Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah is the fairest, the din of Shabbos, they have to be chaykik lashlim, is also learned out from, even though the Gemara doesn't mention it, it's also learned out from the drasha of Seichim Mechanfeim. It would be hard to understand. How do you get a drasha from Seichim Mechanfeim to Mechitza? Seichim Mechanfeim is the Schach. You were talking about in Shabbos, not in Schach, so the Mechitza. Yeah, so the Mustami, you have to say, Al Derecha, I talked about it the other day, that you have to say that the drush is to tell me, the drush of Seichel Mechanfeim tells me that you need a reshus of Asarat Vachem. The schach has to be Seichach on a reshus of Asarat Vachem. I mean, no nishma, that a mechitza also has to be a reshus. No, it's just like anyway, the meaning of Gemara was about. That was the drush for mechitza. But it's one thing I have to do with the other. We're not making a mechitza for the Shechinah, we're making a mechitza for other things. There it says, but it's a gili, what's called a reshus? And once that's a reshus, that's the height of a mechitza as well. So here, Seichin Mechanfeim tells me that the Rishus, the Schach has to be Mesachach of a Rishus. And the Shir of a Rishus is not Asarat Vachim with the Schach itself, but it's Asarat Vachim Bar Mischach. So once the Rishus for Schach is Asarat Vachim Bar Mischach, so Rishus for Mechitza also is Asarat Vachim Bar Mischach. That's the heart of the Pashtus. But Chayil is still a over here. Because at the end of the day, it says the Chayil Gemara that the schach has to be mesachach the same way the mechitza needs to be a mechitza of asarat vachem. Because Rishus is asarat vachem, so the mechitza, whatever, but it says bottom line, the same way the mechitza has to be asarat vachem, the schach has to be mesachach on asarat vachem. In fact, the fact that the mechitza has to be asarat vachem yibifnim is learned out from the fact that the schach has to be mesachach on asarat vachem yibifnim. So, like that's like the mok, you know, what's the melamed is the schach. The schach is melamed and the mechitza. So, at least as much as the mechitza has to be asarat vachem mifnim, the schach has to be over asarat vachem mifnim. But that's lechor, that's muchach in the sukkah. It's not, it was a copy, what am I saying? If you want to know, is the din of asarat vachem, at least asarat vachem mifnim, is it a din in the mechitza or is it in the schach? Maybe it's in both. But it's certainly not. But it's not less a din in the schach than it's a din in the mechitza. It's only a din in the mechitza because we learn out from the schach. Since the schach needs to be over reshus of asarat vachem, like it says in the chanfeim. So let's say so from there we learn out that the mechitza also has to be asarat vachem because the same way you have to be mesachach a reshus over a reshus, you have to have a mechitza for a reshus. But the melamed is the schach. It's melamed to the mechitza. So the melamed can't be less than the lomed. At least as much as it's din in the mechitza that has to be asarat vachem. At least to that extent, the schach itself also has to be over asarat vachem. And then it's in the mission of asarat vachem, I think the Ritva says that it's because you need schach over asarat vachem. So the shaila though is Rashi by Chaytid Begodish. Because in the mission of Chaytid Begodish, so Rashi is why isn't it passive limit also? So Rashi says because asarat vachem is a din in the mechitza, not in the schach. Not a din mechitza, not a neschach. Maybe it's in the reshus, but it's not a din more in the mechitza than the neschach. Because even if we'll say that it's not shver and Rashi, that it's not possible also because it's a din in the not a din neschach itself in the chetz of the neschach, it's in the reshus that the neschach is mesachach over. That's not what Rashi over there said. Here's the Mishnah. What? Gemara is with the Zayin. Right. Rashi said the Rashi is with the Zayin. He says, all you need is an oil tefach. You have to have a tefach, otherwise not a schach. Once you have a tefach, you're good to go. And then you can be chayt at Arasor Tvachim. Because that's not called the Yasir. Shereinu misakin ela hadefanois. Which fanois may mean a tassav olim and also. It's like a sukkah shibchusim yasor, but kol kakvob yishlimo. Okay, so Rashi foists the problem onto the tfanois. He says, Arasor Tvachim, not even the schach, it's in the tfanois. What do you mean? It's a din of the schach too. Elamai, you can say, well, it's not in the schach, it's a din of the rishus. Okay, but it's not more the tfanois than the schach. Okay, we only learn out the tfanis mibifnim from the schach. Well, you don't say he's going with like a Yehuda, maybe. Not going like a mayor. That's a very big difference. I think though it's not a problem. This is the main thing I want to say in this issue. Because although it's certainly a problem, it's a problem, but it's not a worse problem than the Rashi by Itztabo. By the Malami Esrim, where Rashi said over and over again that the Malami Esrim is a problem that the Tefanis is not in the Schach. And that's why you could have it in a Psal Yotze. And there's no Psal Yotze for Schach Posel. But the Malami Esrim is not a problem in the Schach, and Rashi can speak out of it. But that's the Bluchar, the Pshat in the Rashi. The whole Sugi Rashi keeps saying, the Malami Esrim, when you build an Istabu, you're being Misakh in the Tefanis, not being Misakh in the Schach. And here also we had really the same problem. The din of Lamala Meshim is the din of the Tfanis. The more that base says the din of the Schach, they said that it's the Schach. It's a sheer Goyba Rashi in that base. It's a sheer in the Goyba Schach, sheer royally Schachim, all the day you say this, all right. It's a sheer in the Schach, not a sheer in the Tfanis. Rashi makes it into a problem in the Tfanis. And again, Rashi has a reason why he says it though. Because if it's a problem in the Tfanis, he can be Misakin with Psalay Yetzi. If the Hefshet Tfanis, you can make up with Psalay Yetzi. Hefshet Schach, Psuli Schach, he can't be Misakin with Psalay Yetzi. That's why Rashi over there, presumably, that's what's driving Rashi to say that Lamala Mechof is a Hefshet Tfanis, making the Istabu is the Mashal of Tfanis, not the Mashal of Schach. But we had the same problem. It's not a problem. What do you mean Mashal of Tfanis? Lamala Mechof is a Din in the Schach. But this is a sister problem. This is a cognate problem. Lamala Mechof, the Chor, is a Din in the Schach, not a Din in the Tfanis. So we should have a problem of passive blame and also. The same way Rashi takes the din of Lamala Meir by Yitzhak, Rashi says, it's a problem with the Tefanis, therefore you could use Psalay Yitzhak. Here's a similar thing. He says, it's a problem with the Tefanis, therefore there's no problem with Tasa Blaymen also. Same problem. What do you mean? It's not a problem with the Tefanis. Ultimately, it's a problem with the Schach. And I think the answer we gave over there will be the same answer over here. How did we answer Rashi over there by Lamala Meir? He said that Rashi holds, the Shorish of Dovah is ready in the Rosh. That Rashi holds Schach Lamala Meir is not Schach Posel. It's a fine Schach, it's a good Schach for a Sukkah on top of an Itztabu. It's not a good schach for the sukkah that doesn't have an itzvah. That means it's not a problem in the schach. It's a problem. It's a good schach, and it's a fine floor, but it's a bad shidduch. But the schach needs to be misafech over rishus that it's not lamal and esrim from. So that's so. And I said at the time. So in a way, Rashi could have said the tfanis. You say the schach doesn't have good tfanis. It doesn't have the rishus defined by the tfanis. So what schach is this schach being? What rishus is this schach being misafech over? The rishus that's defined by the tfanis, by these particular tfanis. And it's a bad shidduch, because the chos is too tall and the kal is too short, or vice versa. The schach is all the way in the malam yesrim, and the rishus is all the way in the matam yesrim. So you could say, I mean, not that that's a psalm shidduch, sometimes it's a good shidduch, but in a sukkah it's a bad shidduch. So with Tavarin, that a bacha came to him, that he's going out with the girl and she's too tall, so Tavarin called out his rebbe, and his rebbe was taller than him. And he said, I never knew it's a problem. But in the sukkah it's a problem. It's like a bach bear. A bach came to a bach bear also. He's going out with this girl and she's not so pretty. And the bach bear said, she's not an esrik. And the esrik, it's a problem. it's a bad shidduch. So you could say the tfanis don't have good schach. Well, you could say the schach doesn't have good tfanis. So that's always good. When we're coming to be mashur, so that's a priori. The tfanis are coming to be mashur the schach, not the other way around. Sukkah is the schach. The schach needs to have tfanis. It needs to have appropriate tfanis. Lamad the meesrim are not appropriate tfanis. So al derech zeh noyma. Schach lamad the meesorah. Find the psukim are about seichim mechanfeim. But it's the schach that's lamad the meesorah. It's learned out from seichim mechanfeim. But is that a problem? The schach. It's a good schach. If you chaykik, you have a good schach. But I wasn't chaykik, so it's not a bad schach, it's just a bad shidduch. This schach doesn't go with this rishus. It only goes well with the rishus that I dig down. So the rishus, again, is always defined by the tfanis. So that's Rashi, that's exactly Rashi. The schach is fine. My rishus is bad. The rishus, again, is defined by the tfanis. The tfanis are defining a rishus that it's lamata me'asor from. Or maybe that's not even a rishus. So I need to create a rishus. That's what I'm going to make. I'm chaykik to create the tfanis, which will define a rishus for which this schach will be appropriate. That's not a chisson of tasav leminosim. That's the main point I want to bring out. I don't think the Rashi over here by Chayit the Godish is any worse of a problem than the Rashi over there by Lamal Master. The same terrors we said over there will work over here as well. Did I have a chance to see the Biskrov about the Rasucha? If not, maybe I'll leave it for tomorrow. Just by show of hands, anybody had a chance to read to the Biskrov? So maybe we'll leave that for tomorrow. So tomorrow I want to talk about the Biskrov, about the Rasucha. To get to this end of the Sugya. Right now we're at the end of we're holding, officially, by the two dots on the bottom of the Hayamid base. I mean, there's no two dots, by the bottom of the Hayamid base. By Shion Chatzitzinum, it's going to Mechitzin Aloch Lomoshe Mishina. Okay, so the bottom line of the Sukkah, we have a drasha, Nira Sarat Vachim, either from Halach Lomoshe Mishinai, or Seichin Bechanfeim, together with the Aron Bechapiris. Bottom line is Sukkah Nira Sarat Vachim. Maybe we'll just start the ball rolling. So we have the Kasha of the Peshua, we talked about in the past. Yeshua asked the Kasha. Yeshua asked, why do we eat Sukkah? It's a Dira Sukkah. The Gemara says in Daf Dalam Adal. If you have some yodim plechas, it's a dira sukkah. They should understand that to me. That dira, a proper dira requires a sarat vachim. So that by itself should be enough to possibly that by itself. I don't need any further limudim. The Arishayim and the Mishnah, well, it's a question if there are, there aren't. There's a Me'iri on the Mishnah. On the Mishnah that plays him out, that says the need Asar Tochim. So the Me'iri says it's less than Asar Tochim, that will you look from. So those who say the Me'iri says that you need, that the reason why you need Asar Tochim is because otherwise it's a Dira Sucha, like the premise of the Yeshua's Gash. I don't know that the Me'iri really said that. Me'iri doesn't say Dira Sucha, it's just Ene Ru Yulu Klum. That might mean something else. There's Rabbeinu Hananel and Shabbos, I think it's Daf Zayin. Rabbeinu Hananel and Shabbos says that the reason why you should Rosh Hashanah has to be Asar Tvachim is because less than Asar Tvachim is not Roy Ladir. We're talking Shabbos, not Ladir Sucha by Shabbos. Chayim means something else. It means that although it's a Kosov, that a Mechitz has to be Asar Tvachim, because a Rishus is Asar Tvachim, like we saw in Agamar. But Hanan is saying, like a time of the crop, why does Rishus have to be Asar Tvachim? Because less than Asar Tvachim is not Roy Lishdamshus. Not Roy. It's not big enough to be Rishus. It's not Stam and arbitrary. It's a halacha. Halacha Mashim Sina even. But it's that the pshat in the halacha is that that's a Rishus that's fit for use. Less than that is not fit for use. So it could be the Me'iri also not saying more than that. The Me'iri is saying, you need Asar Tvachim, a lot of Sukkim. You need Rishus, Asar Tvachim. But why does Rishus have to be Asar Tvachim? Because not less than Asar Tvachim is not Ru'uyu, less than Asar Tvachim is not Ru'uyu L'Klum. That's like a time of the car. That's not a substitute for the fossil. The pasuk says you need Asar Tvachim. Mechitz is Asar Tvachim. Rishus is Asar Tvachim. The time of the car, to understand what is that the Torah is Megala that Rishus is Asar Tvachim. Is the Batanur. The Batanur does say. The Batanur is not a vision. The Batanur in the Mishnah says that less than Asar Tvachim is possible because it's a Dira Sruch. That's already a little bit strange. Okay. It's not a vision. And then supposedly there's a Rivavon that I didn't see inside. I don't even know where to look for it. But there's supposedly a parish of Rivavon, and the Mishnah also says Lamatane Asar is a Dira Sruch. What?
It's on the side of the river.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good place. That's it. See it though. Okay, I don't know what this is. I guess it's somewhere. But right at there. That was the page she was cash. So at the time we looked at Sukkim Beth Dalam Dalam with the Yusucha. So we said a Mahalach based on the Ritva and the Ran. I think it was very stark Mudrik in the Ritva. That Dira Sucha does not mean that they, you know, some axiom that you can't live in a space that's less than 10 tefachim tall. A body you could squeeze into a space that's less than 10 tefachim tall. Dira Sucha just means that since the Rishus of Sukkah has to be Asar Tefachim, so the whole Rishus has to be Royal Dira. Since it's the Rishus of Dira, so every Chalik of the Rishus has to be Royal Dira. And a chelik of the Rishus that's not Roy Ladira gets subtracted from the Shir of Asar Tvachim. Because had the Shir been 9 Tvachim, the 9 Tvachim would have to be Roy Ladira. Had the Rishus had the Shir been 8 Tvachim, then 8 Tvachim would have to be Roy Ladira. Now that the Shir is 10 Tvachim, so all 10 Tvachim have to be Roy Ladira, because it's a Rishus of Dira. Any part of the Rishus that's not Roy Ladira, it gets subtracted from the Rishus. That was Medayaket in Lashon Ribba of the Ritva by Hutzin. The Ritva says that Hutzin, that are chamosim ruvim mitzilosim, so Abai thought it's good, and Rabbi said no, it's a tira sucha. So the lashon of the ritva was it's command the snail. Since the hutsim are they make it into a tira sucha, it's command the snail. But you have to command the snail. It's a tira sucha. End of story. There it says command the snail is the lashon of being made from the halal, like in the sugya of l'malam echof. That hutsim that are mitzilosim ruvim are command the snail and made the halal. Hutsim that are chamosim ruvim are not are command the snail. They're not made the halal. Here, even hutsim that are chamosim ruvim are also kizman disnayo, because since they make it into a dira sucha, they're memayit the halal. Then they have to do with the sugi about the sukkah gemachtzelus and so on. Anyway, the kids said that was the idea, and the mele, the pishus kasha disappears. It's not that there's some din, dira sucha doesn't require 10 tefachim, the psukim require 10 tefachim. Dira sucha just says that all 10 tefachim have to be royal dira. That was from daf dalad amud halam. So, first of all, yes, it's a two hours just for now, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Number one, I think this might be a double gadol. I'm not sure. We saw by the sugya of Hamud and Tzvas Agag that you need that for sukkah. Most Rishonim learn that for sukkah you need a mechitza nikeres. That's why Hamud is no good. It's not a mechitza nikeres. That's why Tzvas Agag it's a takeaway if it's good. Maybe that also lacks in mechitza nikeres. So the Ran has a lashon. Mechitza nikeres means what? Tfanes keindur. So kiyadua, many understand the stipler and others understand the Ran to be saying it's like a separate halacha. Besides hilchas mechitza, there's new halacha. You need tfanes mamish, and therefore you can't use gedasik because gedasik is not tfanes mamish. The sukkah needs tfanes mamish. Not enough to have a mechitza. There's two halachas in the walls of a sukkah. They're mechitzas and the tfanes mamish. I said, and when we learned the sugya of Amud, I said I didn't think that was tenable pshat in the Ran, because if that was pshat in the Ran, then there would be no difference between Tzvas Agag and an Amud. Either way, it's good asik, and good asik is not tfanes mamish. But the whole sugya is that an amud is for sure no good, and Tzvas Agag is a tekel. It might be good. It's a violation of the Gemara, and the Rishonim speak out. The Ritva, the Tosfos, the Ran is meramis to it. That Tzvas Agag is better. Because Lamato is the same. Lamato is a mechitzah shenah nikeres. In the house, it's a mechitzah nikeres. The pshat of mechitzah nikeres, but you need to find this mamish. So what's the difference if down below it's a mechitzah nikeres? The problem is the good asik is not a physical mechitzah. You need doifin mamish. Teretz is lehoyel v'lenivro. The Ran never said that you need to have a doifin mamish. The Ran is saying a lot of all it's a din of mechitzah and it's a mechitzah nikeres. The Ran is just saying pshat and mechitzah nikeres. Mechitzah nikeres means that the mechitzah is the nikeres that is the mechitzah of dir. So by an amud, it's very much not a mechitza nikeres that this mechitza has anything to do with dira, because down below it's not a dira, and up above it's not visible. So we mentioned him. I don't see that this is a mechitza of dira. Mashenkin, when I have a mechitza of a bias, that's a little bit more of a mechitza nikeres, because the shayrish of the mechitza, the yisayu of the mechitza, is a mechitza. That's nikaras l'shem dira. But the extension up above is not. So that's why that's a take. Whereas Amud is for sure no. A component. That was what I said. That was the rain from Amud and that when the Ran says you need to find his kandira, it's a taisha mechitza nikaras. The mechitza has to be nikaras. That it's a mechitza that's serving as a mechitza of a deer. I think we can be added to Sefer's Havon in that round. Because if you put the two rounds together, the two things together, you see by Dira Srucha from the Ritva and from the Ran also by Sukkah Suyakim, Sukkah that's also Kisrif, there was one sheet of the Ritva and the Ran. What came out from there is that by Sukkah you need to have the halal of the Sukkah has to be a halal of a Rishus of Dira. Not Stam Rishus, it's Rishus of Dira. That's why, and he's chaylik of it, it's not royal dira, it's mimayed from the rishus. It's not stam rishus, it has to be rishus shel dira. And what's always the function of a mechitza? The function of a mechitza is to create a rishus. That's almost the definition of a mechitza. Is that it's a partition that creates a rishus by separating one side of the mechitza from the other. So this mechitza of sukkah, it has to create a rishus, that's generic to all mechitzas, but it has to create a special kind of rishus. It has to create a rishus shel dira, a rishus that's royal dira, not a dira sukkah and so on. The mechitza has to do that. So we can put the two things together in one formula, and I would say that the Rishus, that the Mechitza Shabbos has to be a Mechitza Nikeres L'Shem Dira. It has to be Mechitza that's Nikeres, that it's the Mechitza of a Dira, because the Rishus that it's creating is not Stam Rishus, but it's creating a Rishus of Dira. And Mimela, a Mechitza that creates a Rishus of Dira has to be a Mechitza that's Nikeres L'Shem Dira. The two things go together, and even more, and maybe that's even the translation of Mechitza Nikeres L'Shem Dira. What makes the Mechitza Nikeres L'Shem Dira? What makes it Nikeres L'Shem Dira is that I see that it created a Rishus of Dira. So the Mechitza of a bias, it's Nikeres that it created a Rishus Dira inside the house. That's a Mechitza that created a Rishus Dira. That's a Mechitza that's somewhat of a Mechitza Nikeres L'Shem Dira. But now I want to make another Rishus on top of the house for my Sukkah. Is it good enough for that? That's the take. And Amud, as it's not Nikeres at all, that ever created Rishus of Dira. The Mechitza of the Amud never created Rishus of Dira. Now I want to make a good asik and say this is the Mechitza that created Rishus of Dira. That's the issue of Mechitza Nikeres. You want to make a good asik. You want to start with the Mechitza that did not create a Rishus of Dira, and you want to say good asik, and the good asik part should create a Rishus of Dira. That you can't do. By advice, it's a little bit better. At least the part below did create a Rishus of Dira, so maybe the good asik part could also create a Rishus of Dira. And maybe not. Maybe the Gassik itself has to be, maybe the part of the Sukkah itself has to be Nikeres that is creating a Rishus of Dira. And the Kitzur, that's the main thing I went by. I think these two things, they click together very well. Mechitz and Rishus, we know these are things that they go, that was the upshot of the whole Sukkah. How do we learn Mechitz HaSar HaTfachim? So you see, that's the height of a Rishus. What does Rishus have to do with Mechitz? Because that's the definition of Mechitz. Mechitza delineates a Rishus. If a Rishus is 10 Tvachim tall, then a Mechitza is 10 Tvachim tall. Mechitza and Rishus, they go together like baby and carrot. So, if the Rishus of Sukkah is a special kind of Rishus, namely a Rishus of Dira, that's the whole idea, that's the Ritva is telling me by the Sukkah of Dira Srucha. That's what explaining the Sukkah of Dira Srucha. That the Rishus of Sukkah has to be a Rishus of Dira. So and we also find that the mechitza of sukkah has to be a special kind of mechitza, has to be a mechitza and ikeres l'shem dira. I think the two things, not two different ideas, it's the same idea, just from two different points of view. The rishus sukkah has to be a rishus of dira, the mechitza of sukkah has to be a mechitza, creates a rishus of dira. To create a rishus of dira, it has to be a mechitza, it's ikeres l'shem dira. Then, going beyond that, there's a Gemara in Chafal from the Beis. The Mishnah says in Chafal from the Beis that if somebody made a sukkah, a semir sukkosi, I'll be carrying a mito. He had a mito with posts and. So he used the post of the mechitza, I guess, or maybe the mechitzas, or maybe the mitzvah even mechitzas. He put the schach on top of the mito. So the schach, the walls of the sukkah are the mito, or the post of the mito. Maybe this. I'm not sure the mitzvah is there. The mechitza had walls mamish, and the mechitza had posts, and the walls were connected to the posts. Kach, the walls were portable with the mito. And then on top of that, he made the schach. So the Tanakhama says his culture, Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible. The Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says two reasons. One reason is because he's maimed in a Dover Makabal Tumah. The schach is supported by Dover Makabal Tumah. That's the whole issue, being maimed in a Dover Makabal Tumah. Then the Gemara says another reason, Mishum She'en Lekla. So Rashi learns that it's Rabbi Yehuda L'shitosa. We had many Gemara's Rabbi Yehuda L'shitosa. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds Diris Kva, but you know, so if it's portable, it's not a Diris Kva. You can just pick it up and move it, so that's not a Diris Kva. The Chum don't care if Diris Kva, I mean. So Taisus is Chaylik and Rashi. He says a lot of Gemara's that you have portable sukkahs and they're not possible, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't find Rabbi Yehuda Pasel's portable sukkahs. And Taisus learns, quotes of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the reason why Rabbi Yehuda Pasel's is because you don't have Asar Tvachim from the Mita to the Schach. So, Ashkaf Rishayim is very hard to understand. What does it have to do with Kva? The Gemara says it's possible because you need Kva. And the Rishami says, because it lacks an Asar Tochim, so you can say it's a Machlekes, but Taisus is clear he's learning that has Pshat in the Babel. That She'en L'Kva means that it doesn't have Asar Tochim from the Mita to the Schach. What does Asar Tochim have to do with Kva? Then the Rosh brings this Taisus, he agrees with Taisus. The Rosh asks, why the Chacham are you? If you don't have a Asar Tochim from the Mita to the Sukkah, from the Mita to the Sach, so of course it's possible. It's a Diras Rucha. This is how it connects us. It's a Diras Rucha. So the Rosh says, in the Chanami, Chacham, don't argue. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to Farish. And when it says that you need Kva, it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yehuda is Diras Kva. She'en Lo Kva means that it lacks an Asar Tochim and it's a Diras Rucha, and that's the problem. And the Tanakhama is not arguing with it. Taisus didn't say that last part, not clear if Taisus agrees to that last part or not. So here it's like here where the discussion already has to start. First of all, why is it only a problem with Diras Rucha according to Rosh? It should be a problem in the Shira Sukkah. It's Psukim. I also you say, well, that from Psukim, you need Asar Tochim. Why are you only making it into a Diras Rucha? If it's Mamaik in the Shira Sukkah, it should be Mamaik, then it should make it into a Diras Rucha. That could be dealt with, that's not so terrible. But it has to be thought through, what's the Shad? Number two, I mean, some of the shot is the meat is not mamayt from the shira sukkah from the halal because the meat is portable. You weren't mamayt from the meat, so it's not like karm mitzvos is not mamayt the halal. But in diras rucha it's a problem because the sukkah is held hostage to the meat. The meat is not, you weren't mamayt from the meat. You can move the meat away, so the meat is not mamayt the halal. But if you do move the meat away, the sukkah comes with it because the sukkah, the schach is attached to the meat. So it's not technically mamayt the halal. The bottom line is, you can't actually take the mita out without knocking down your sukkah, so that already lacks in dira srucha. So that what I want to think through is that against what we're saying now in the Ritva. Based on the Ritva, we've been saying the whole time that dira srucha is not an independent halacha. It's halacha, you need a rishus of asar tvachim, and any chalik that's not royal dira is mismayt from the halal. Here we have a case when we say the halal, I have asar tvachim of halal. And every tefach of which is royal dira, but from the mita to the schach is a dira sukkah. Is that a steer to the ritva? It's not a steer to the ritva. A little bit I want to talk this through. It's not formidable problems. It just needs to be walked through a little bit. And then I want to see. Then it's interesting to take a look at the Vizgarov, what he did with this gemara to the miyashi of the shita sarambam that dira sukkah is not ma'akev. He's also busy with this. The Vizgarov is interesting. It's time you have to know the Vizgarov. You can't learn sukkah. The Vizgarov was over. You could argue with the Briskerov, but you can't learn the sugya and not know the Briskerov and say that you learned the sugya. You know, it's like I have a cousin who knows. I don't know if anyone knows about this Briskerov. I have a cousin, a big time chacham, who once said that the Briskerov had this strange chos that the first Mishnah Zochim called Zochim Shnishbuchu Shloel Shmon Ksherim Elosh Olu Lepayim Shem Chayiv. It's a famous Briskerov. He said the Briskerov was zochah that if you don't know that Briskerov, you didn't learn this. You didn't learn the Mishnah. So you can't say you learned the Mishnah. Like you're missing. It's like not having learned the, you know, just. So you can't. We can't learn the sugya of the Yisrucha and not know what the Biskrov said. The Biskrov said is a very big chiddush. but we cannot know it. So it's Kedai. So that's what I want to do, the Brisker, and talk through this Rosh a little bit, and then we'll go on.